Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Okay, so you're pretty aware, right, that when you go to a gas station, you use your debit card or your credit card, they put what is called a pre-authorization hold on that card. And sometimes if you use your credit card, it might just be a buck, but often it's much more than that. Well, now those numbers have just bumped up again. Maybe to the tune of $175, putting a $175 hold on your card, even though you're just buying maybe $25 or $50 worth of gas. We needed to understand it and figure out what it's all about. And Jeff Leonard is the Vice President of Strategic Industry Initiatives at convenience.org. We need you to explain it to us. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm good, thank you. Thanks for having me on. And yes, the holds are a challenge because I think some of us remember when they were $50 back when gas was $2 a gallon. Now the holds are as much as $175.
And does it make any difference where you're using your credit card or your debit card?
You feel it the pinch much more on your debit card because that is usually with credit cards, you have a very high credit limit. When you have a debit card, the amount, it usually carry much less because it is immediately withdrawn. So the challenge is with debit cards, and these holds are required by the banks. The holds are required when the final amount of a transaction is not known. And that's why you see holds with car rentals. That's why you see holds with hotels. And oftentimes those holds are so high, they don't even allow you to use your debit card because of the high holds. But they also use it at the gas pump because you don't know when you insert your card how much that final payment will be. So the credit card companies tell the stations, you are required to have a hold. If you don't have a hold, we may not pay you whether or not it's a valid transaction or not. So retailers that want to stay in business, they have to have these holds. And the holds were bumped up from $125 to $175. With Visa and MasterCard making this announcement in April, and now most people are seeing it take effect.
Okay, here's what's frustrating about that is when I go to the gas pump these days and it's going to take more than $100, the pump shuts off at $100. So I'm like, okay, why are they holding more than $100, more than the amount of product that they will actually give me? So that's my frustration. But how long will this hold stay on your credit card? Because I've got a 20-year-old. You know, he runs low in his account. He's going to be the guy that goes to put in $20 worth of gas. They do a $175 hold, and then he's going to create an overdraft for himself.
And the holds, there are a couple things that people can do to mitigate the holds. One is if you pay by PIN, use the PIN pad. Now, it's often inconvenient. You have to go inside the store. But that should release the hold much faster. And the hold, by the way, is determined by your bank. It's determined by the bank that issues your debit card. We have seen that credit unions tend to release holds faster than banks. There is no hard and fast rule that this bank does this. But with a normal transaction with a debit card, it should come off in 2 or 3 days. But if you want to come off faster, use a PIN pad. It should be a matter of minutes. That's one thing. The other thing is that $175, it usually matches the maximum before the pump turns off, like what you were saying with your experience. So oftentimes, that $175 hold is also what it is most likely increased to the amount that you can get before the pump shuts off.
So a couple text messages coming in. Someone said they've got a BMO Harris debit card. They've never had a hold put on for getting gas. I've noticed that I get a dollar, sometimes like a $1.50 hold because I'll go on at the end of the day to, you know, see, you know, what is pending and what's gone through. And I'll go, why that gas station charged me $1 and then charged me $101 for my gas? And that always comes off. That's what the hold is. But you're saying that it's not going to be unusual for these holds to be in excess of $150, maybe up to $175.
Yeah, there's some technicalities there. The first, the dollar thing or the $1.50 is what's known as a pre-authorization. What that does is they throw an amount on there to say it's a live card from a live person and it's valid. that comes off. That's different than a hold. The hold is waiting for you to fill up and then allow that transaction to be processed, et cetera. So they're two different things. They both come off, but the one that causes the problem is the hold. It's a much higher amount. And you think about all the implications. If you don't have much in your debit account, a couple things happen. One is you probably have overdrafts. You may have multiple overdrafts if you're driving a long distance and you have two or three fill-ups. The bank benefits. The retailer doesn't. So, you know, there's no benefit for the retailer to have these holds, and they don't have these holds. It's the bank. Second thing is you may have access denied to your money. You're traveling across country. You want dinner. You want something else. You have that low amount, and then you don't have access to your money. And again, it's not something the retailer wants. The retailer wants you to spend money. I mean, that's right, the whole point of being in retail. So the bank is holding your money. And if you feel that those holds are going on too long, more than, say, 2 or 3 days, turn that card around, look at that phone number on that card, ask them about their policy and why it happens that you think it's taking too long, and do they have an explanation?
And you said one of the ways to get around this was to actually use the PIN pad, but you did mention going in the station to use the PIN pad, because a lot of people are very hesitant to use the PIN pad and a debit card at a gas pump because you get scammed sometimes, or they've got those skimmers in there.
Well, it's more related to they just tend to have more PIN pads inside the store. So that tends to be the easier way to do it. But if there's a PIN pad at the pump, there's no reason you can't use that.
Okay, they're going to start doing this, you know, if I book a hotel room, obviously they say, hey, you don't have to pay until you get here. But often they put a hold on your credit card anyway. So where else will we see these holds start popping up and in a higher amount?
They've always been around for the three I mentioned, for car rentals, for hotels, for fueling. It's when the amount is not known at the time the card is swiped, because, you know, with hotels and car rentals, you could be dealing with other fees. With gas, it's the amount pumped. It is frustrating for retailers because we are hearing it from customers. We're hearing frustration with high gas prices, with poor economic conditions, holds, all these things. And we're feeling it at the stations, too. The sales are down. People are driving a little bit less. They're filling up fewer dollars per transaction or fewer gallons per transaction because the cost is more. They're also less likely to come inside the store. So I know stations would love to see prices lower. They would love to see people happier, and that's always good for spending. Unfortunately, that's not what we're facing right now.
This is Jeff Leonard. He is with the Association for Convenience and Fuel Retailing. And I noticed that it's convenience.org, so you're a nonprofit. Is that something people should go check out? Is it to get information about this?
We do have a lot on fuels. We write blogs, and we have one on debit cards. We have them on various other things, why the prices go up or down, some things like that. Yeah, our official name, it gets confused with a tagline, National Association of Convenience Stores. We're about convenience, so our website is convenience.org. We're the association that represents convenience stores.
And somebody just sent a text and said, do the banks earn interest on the money they hold? Well, they're only holding it for 24 to 48 hours, right?
I can't speak on behalf of the banks, but it is frustrating at the retail level because, like I said, you want happy customers who have money walking in your store. And when that's not the case, well, it's not the ideal environment for anybody.
So don't take it up with the gas station. Take it up with your bank.
Please.
Thank you for joining us, Jeff. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Lauren has your news coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.